This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On The Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
I'm David Remnick. You're listening to the New Yorker Radio Hour. And now, time for a little culture.
Beginning in 1890, Claude Monet spent 1 year painting giant stacks of wheat. Here is his journal from that time. May 14th, 1890.
Saw giant stacks of wheat today. I think I'm going to start painting those.
June 8th.
Having a tough time painting these giant stacks of wheat. I guess I assumed I'd blow through them no problem because they're just giant stacks of wheat and I'm Claude fucking Monet. But getting all the wheat to look good is tough.
July 9th.
Got a little cocky today and tried to put two stacks of wheat in one painting. Total train wreck. The light was going this way, and that, you know what? I don't even want to talk about it.
December 2nd.
What does a stack of wheat look like with snow on it in the morning? What does a stack of wheat look like with snow on it in the afternoon? At dusk, what does a stack of wheat look like at 2:43 p.m. on a Monday, 2:43 p.m. on a Tuesday, 2:43 p.m. on a Wednesday, 2:43 p.m. on a Thursday? You get the idea.
February 18th.
Hey, look. If there are 1,440 minutes in a day, I am going to paint 1,440 stacks of wheat. I told my wife that yesterday, and she threw a goddamn fit. She said, so if there are 86,400 seconds in a day, Claude, are you going to paint 86,400 stacks of wheat? I responded, welcome to the wheat painting project, Camille.
April 30th.
Got into a huge shouting match with the wheat today. I know that one of those assholes took my painting supplies. I know it. So you know what I did? I painted a stack of wheat with blood gushing out of it, showed it to the wheat, and I said, this is gonna be you. You know what I'm calling that painting? Stacks of wheat getting fucked up by Claude Monet in spring. You know where I'm gonna put it? Right in the Louvre and right up Mona Lisa's ass.
May 10th.
Proud to report that I am done painting stacks of wheat. Not because of the restraining order issued by the Giverny Police Department, but because I have fulfilled my artistic mission vis-a-vis stacks of wheat. Anyway, I'm glad that's over.
May 14th.
Saw some pretty cool water lilies today.
A few thoughts from Monet on those stacks of wheat. That's a piece written by Seth Rees. Seth Rees performed as Monet, along with Peter LaCursey. You can find all of Seth's work for us at newyorkerradio.org.